Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
I heard the debate that they opened the show with because of what was said by C.J. Stroud, that he would rather have the career of Eli Manning than Aaron Rodgers. And I love Eli Manning. And a couple of points that Val just relayed that Tiki said, I agree with. Those two championships are as memorable as any in this city. And I would argue the first one is as memorable as any championship in the history of sports. To beat that undefeated Patriot team, I mean, it's Super Bowl III. It's probably bigger than Super Bowl III. It doesn't mean as much to the league, obviously. We know how much any guaranteed the game we get. I'm not trying to besmirch Super Bowl III. It's one of the great championships of all time. But I'm just saying, like, as far as upsets go, and you're talking about Brady and Belichick and an undefeated team and the first one since the Dolphins, and they were about to become the greatest dynasty ever, and the two of them would immediately be thrown into the greatest quarterback coach of all time. Like, to win that game, beat that team for a team that had to go on the road and pulled off these miraculous victories, and, you know, the year before you weren't sure about the coach, you weren't sure about Eli Manning, and to suddenly have that season go that way and win that Super Bowl, it's as memorable, plus the catch, you know, the Tyree catch, all of it. It's as memorable a Super Bowl and championship as there is in professional sports. And the Rodgers championship is kind of, you know, they got hot, same thing. It wasn't their best team. It wasn't their best regular season team, but they got hot at the right time. And they did beat the Pittsburgh Steelers and two-time champion Ben Roethlisberger. So, I mean, it's a good championship, but it's relatively forgettable. So I understand at that point, and I understand that he's got two and Rodgers has got one. But if I'm looking at it and the question is, which career would I rather have? I don't think it's close. And I love Eli Manning. Love him. Love him. My favorite Giant of all time. How could he not be? I love Eli Manning. He was incredible. He's a Hall of Famer. He's great. He's an all-time Giant, and I think there is something to be said. He played for one team his whole career. I think that's moving to the Jets hurts Rodgers a little bit. If my mind, I would rather be with one team my whole career. But Aaron Rodgers has four MVPs. Aaron Rodgers is one of the handful of greatest quarterbacks to ever play the game. Like, no joke. Sunday to Sunday, week to week, consistency to consistency. Evan brought it up. How many times did Eli take the Giants to the playoffs? A handful of times. And besides the two Super Bowl runs, he didn't win playoff games. And I'm not, and it's not even about play. Like, every year Rodgers takes them to the playoffs. If Rodgers starts, you're winning, you're going to the postseason, you're winning 10 games because he's that good. He's won four MVPs. He's one of the greats of all time. Now, if he didn't have the championship, if the ring eluded him, if he were Dan Marino, I could understand it, because to have a career and never taste the championship and never have that moment and never be able to say world champion next to my name, unacceptable. Unacceptable. I would take Eli Manning's career over Dan Marino's, even though Dan Marino was wildly better and one of the greats to ever play the game, because he has that mark next to him. It's a scarlet letter, practically. No championship. I wouldn't want that. And while Eli Manning has two and Rodgers has one, and we know how hard championships are to win, so I don't dismiss the idea that two is somewhat significantly more than one, he does have the championship. He's one of the greatest players of all time. If I could look back on my career, would I rather say I won two championships, but, you know, I'm a pretty damn good quarterback? Or would I rather look back and say, I won one championship, I'm a world champion, but I'm one of the top five, six quarterbacks to ever play the game? I won four MVPs. I don't think it's I don't think it's that close. Aaron Rodgers' career is superior to Eli Manning's career. And that's okay to say. Eli Manning had great moments and we'll love him forever. And now he can't buy it, you know, he can't spend money in New York while I don't know how they feel about him in Green Bay for Aaron Rodgers. So it's he'll have a place to come back. He'll be beloved. He's not as mercurial or you know, different thinking or as, you know, much of a lightning rod and all of that, where his post-life is going to be in a different element than what maybe Rodgers' post-career will be. Post-life, post-career. But there's no doubt who I'd rather be able to look back and say what kind of football player I was. Eli Manning never came close to an MVP. Rodgers has won four. I don't even understand. I really don't. And that, it's fine. And but I'm not getting on. You know, C.J. Stroud's entitled to his opinion. Nor do I care his opinion. Whatever career he wants. He wants to win championships. I think sometimes you get pressured into saying, well, he won two. I'd rather have that one. Like, I don't know. Whatever. But, I mean, not that I want to just piggyback on their conversation, but I found it interesting because I know how Eli Manning, we joke a lot behind the scenes. I know Paul Rosenberg yesterday, although he has no idea what a single is when it comes to the music industry, we've always joked that if you don't have calls, Eli Manning, is Eli Manning a Hall of Famer? The phones will ring up. It's one of those topics. But sometimes Eli Manning gets thrusted into the great runs. Eli Manning gets thrusted into the championships and the beating the undefeated Patriots. And I love him, and he had an amazing career. He was there. He never got hurt. He played every single game. All of that's incredible. He made a ton of money, but, I mean, Aaron Rodgers is far, far superior to the player, and he does have a championship. It's not like if he didn't have one, he would be different. He does. And whether it's as memorable as Eli's or as great as Eli's or, he, you know, Eli has one more, I mean, it's like even if, like if his brother never won that last Super Bowl, would you rather be Peyton Manning or Eli Manning? You'd rather be Eli because he won maybe one more Super Bowl when Peyton Manning was like the greatest to ever do it. Like, I mean, I think greatness is like kind of being underrated here. Eli had his moments and was great when he needed to be great, and they won two championships, the greatest, arguably two of the greatest the city's ever seen, but I think we're undervaluing greatness here because Eli was damn good and Eli's going to get into the Hall of Fame. Aaron Rodgers is great. Aaron Rodgers is one of the handful of greatest to ever play. He is on another level. And as long as you have a championship to go along with it, at least at one point you can say, I was a world champion. Being on that next elite level, where I forget who talked about it. We talk about like maybe the Hall of Fame should have like a special place for the great players, and then you kind of like rotate in and out. I forget when we had that conversation. I think Craig had it, but like Aaron Rodgers is in the penthouse of the Hall of Fame. He's a first ballot Hall of Fame. Put him at the top of the toppy tip tip top. And as long as you can say you're a champion and belong in that room, how could you rather have a different career? I just don't see it.